The other big news out of Queensland, Freddie, believe it or not, we're talking Origin leading into week one of the finals, is Paul Green. He's quit as coach of the Maroons. I mentioned that Wayne Bennett's pulled out of the race. He's not interested. So too Cameron Smith, which leaves, I think, Billy Slater as the front runner to take over the Queensland Maroons. I've got to get your reaction to the news over the last 24 hours, Freddie.
Well, I've got to say, I wasn't too surprised. I think everyone knew that Paul Green's ambitions was to be an NRL coach again. So whether, you know, he's got a job lined up somewhere or he's, you know, he must be deep in talks if he's going to walk away from the job now. And, you know, whether it's Billy or Jonathan, I know Jonathan was an assistant last year. Nate Miles was an assistant as well. So whether they bring those young blokes through, you know, Billy Slater, he's got a great knowledge, and I heard you say before, as an analyst. And, you know, I've worked with Billy and he's a real professional. And, you know, I think given it's not NRL where you're dealing with, you know, rosters, out-of-form players, pre-season, schedules, budgets, you know, and it's all pretty much over a nine-week period, then, you know, it's mostly a pretty good way to learn to be a coach, State of Origin. But there's a lot of it I've learned over the last 4 years where, you know, without the experience I had at the Roosters, then I would have suffered a lot. So the one thing I do when I pick my staff is make sure I get an awful lot of NRL club experience involved. You know, Craig Fitzgibbon, all the trainers are all deep embedded in successful clubs. So there are things that you will miss if you haven't done coaching before.
Is it fair to say, Freddie, at that level, when you've got the best of the best coming into New South Wales camp or Queensland, you become a manager of men more than a coach, because you've got blokes that know what they're doing, but it's up to you to get them together and get that cohesion before they step out onto the footy field?
Well, I think NRL coaches are managers of men, but there is rosters, out-of-form players, budgets, fans, sponsors. You know, the list is endless, the commitments that an NRL coach has, and their diary's pretty full. This is, you know, and all depends, you know, whoever the coach is, you know, what sort of commitment they take. You know, my commitment at New South Wales goes a lot further than the 8 weeks at State of Origin's on. You know, we do a lot with the juniors and we do a lot of travelling and we go out and see a lot of the people, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes. So, you know, it depends what Queensland want. You know, if they want someone to be full-time, you know, can Billy do it from Melbourne? So, you know, that's a commitment in itself. But I've got to say, like you said before, he's a great analyst. Yeah. He knows the game as good as anyone. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
I enjoy working with Billy, but they won't be beating your boys, Bradley.
I don't think so.
You're too good, champ. You're too good.